What's going on?
What's going on?
Not too much. Zero Issues Comic Podcast Advent Calendar. End!
Alright, everybody. Well, welcome back to the Advent Calendar.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Advent Calendar 2. Advent Calendar, like you fucking mean it. Punk.
I think you
Ooh.
Do.
Oh.
Sounds like you do.
I will cut you.
That's a challenge.
All right.
Inside every one of these little numbered things that you fold over on the advent calendar is a knife that I would cut with.
It just comes out.
Or is it a piece of paper that you just
teeny tiny
paper yeah. cut yourself underneath the fingernail?
No, it's knives.
Ow, it's knives.
Teeny tiny knife made of paper.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks for joining us this time. If you joined us last year, that's awesome. That means we've had people listening for a while.
That sounds amazing.
For at least a year.
So all four of you, thank you.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yay.
Especially you, the third one. Especially you.
If this is the first time you've joined us for an advent calendar, though, these are set up to be one a day between the December 1st and December 25th, and they're meant to be just mini-episodes, so like...
Yeah,
like 30 seconds to 15 minutes. It could be whatever we just...
It could be anything.
When you open an advent calendar, you don't get a full-size chocolate bar. You get a small, crummy piece of chocolate.
Sometimes you open it up and you're disappointed. So welcome to the show. You're like, what did I get? Although I have to say, I got to talk about my wife's advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
She just ordered herself, and it just arrived, wine advent calendar. Like, it's literally these beautiful pine boxes, and they're full of full wine bottles from BC. We're big.
So each one's a full...
It's a full bottle.
Per day?
Not, yeah. Yes, per day.
Oh.
So let me just preface that with we're not drinking one per day. We'll just,
yeah.
Like, they're all wrapped.
Much like a real advent calendar, sometimes you get a little bit ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to drink four bottles on the first day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... That arrived.
You should go like, buy
that's
a second
amazing.
One.
It got delivered to her work, and she's like, you have to come and help me bring this home. And it was so bloody heavy that we open it up. Jeez. And even just the pine boxes are gorgeous. Like wow, these are good for storing things and just whatever. But
gotta treat yourself.
It's full of wine. All BC wine. Big BC wine fans. So
it's a good job, BC.
Yeah. So hopefully ours will be just as good. The podcasting.
So open up your pine boxes and get ready for...
Get drunk and...
A random topic.
Get drunk and listen to a random topic.
Yeah.
What is the first topic?
Let's open that little window and see what it says. It's knives!
Still always with the knives. This one, we all have to pitch a comic book Christmas story.
Just a one-shot.
Yeah, like, you know, you'd have, like, the Marvel Comics Christmas specials that have, like, a number of Christmas stories, or you'd have, like, little one-shots and stuff like that. Yeah, we got to pitch those. We came up with our topics, like, 2 days ago, maybe? So,
If that.
Yeah, so, we've had a brief window to come up with these. So they're great. So they're the best ones of all time.
Yep.
And, so who wants to go first? And not me.
I'll go first.
You want to go first?
Yeah. Sure.
Kyle first.
Long shot saves Christmas.
It's a long shot, but...
I think he might just pull it off.
He's lucky guy.
Yeah. It's basically Ernest Saves Christmas, if you're familiar with it. If you're not, then what do you stop the podcast? Or just listen through, because it's like a 10-minute episode, and you can watch it after.
There's no spoilers.
It's basically just Ernest Saves Christmas, but, you know, with long shot.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's a Christmas.
Are there any supporting characters?
Jubilee's in there. She is the runaway girl.
She's the ghost of Christmas past.
Mojo is there. He's a big fat ad TV executive. Like, really, the more you think about it, this shit, it goes on pretty
well. Yeah.
Santa is Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, of course, he is. There's only one Santa, and that becomes Longshot. Wait, no, I don't think I've seen the movie.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since.
So once we're done recording the podcast, we're going to put on Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yes, this is my long con.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Nice.
I guess I'll go.
Okay.
All
right.
It's bad. I don't know. Maybe it's bad. the idea.
It's going to be the greatest.
And it may again. The thing with these is like you don't. It's hard to know if somebody's already kind of done it.
Oh, totally. Because
there's been so many over the years.
I did
the
same with mine. Yeah. I'm like, did maybe do someone do
this? Yeah, so there's already, and I looked it up, and I'm like, I had the image. I'll say it before I say the image sort of happened in a comic, but under different circumstances. But basically, it's Christmas time. The Fantastic Four are doing a lot of charity events and stuff like that, as you do at being a superhero. Mm-hmm. Dr. Doom, however, cannot stand the fact that Richards is better at Christmas than him. So he has to beat Richards at Christmas.
Okay. Richards!
Yeah. So he basically is doing good for the people of Latveria and trying to get a lot of public attention to be acknowledged as the best at Christmas. Which would culminate in him wearing, like, a full Doctor Doom outfit that's a Santa Claus Doctor Doom costume. But that happened already in, like, a John Byrne story that was, like, a Doctor Doom Christmas John Byrne story, but I don't think the details were the same. So you know what? You can recycle ideas.
Yeah, I like wacky Doctor Doom stories.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just out of pure anger and spite. If, like, Richards is getting more attention for doing great Christmas things, so he has to do it. So he gets basically tricks himself into being a good guy at Christmas time. And doesn't understand what he's done.
Gives everybody, like, shitty Latverian touristy things. Like,
sure, yeah.
It's like going to France and getting a little Eiffel Tower or something.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, Castle Doom! Everybody loves it!
Here you go,
and it's snowing!
Here you go, Timmy!
I'm scared of it! It's the symbol of my oppression!
It's like a heavy metal Jenga.
Yeah.
That can just hurt you.
There you go. Yeah, maybe it's got more potential than I thought.
It totally does. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
And that's my my brief pitch.
I wrote down a couple things. There's like two more solid ones. One's kind of serious. One's goofy.
Oh,
and I really didn't flesh it out as much as you guys did.
Fleshed out?
Are we so much in the same conversation?
Yeah. Well, you guys had an actual kind of storyline. I was just like,
I had early saves Christmas.
Yeah, well, that's fleshed out.
But a long shot, so you know. That's
exactly.
Better?
I was thinking an alien Christmas. But I looked at Marvel and I was like, Marvel, it didn't really work. DC, it actually works better. To have, like, Martian Manhunter, Starfire, pretty much the whole Superman family, Bizarro for comic relief, if you want, Thangarians, and, like, just a host of non-human, non-Earth people. But they get together and it's kind of headed up by Martian Manhunter, and he's kind of, it's a serious one. He's like looking for what is this Christmas thing kind of thing and exploring it, and you seeing the good and the bad. Like, they'd see Black Friday and be like, what the fuck is this? Like, why are these people buying all these things?
I can see it like starting on Black Friday.
Yeah, like that sort of thing. You have the ups and the downs, but then it has an uplifting end where it's like, oh, it's about being together.
Okay.
Well, and then explore the whole different religions.
They see human nature on Black Friday and all, like, are very tempted to leave Earth.
Exactly. Like, why are we here fighting for these idiots?
Oh, we're saving these people. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, good.
Well, you trample each other to death over a toaster, but that's fine.
It ends with all of them, like, you know, getting together for a big Christmas dinner. Yeah. Or like, and it's a bunch of them that don't have anywhere else to go. They don't have human counterparts or whatever. But it ends up like all the aliens having a Christmas dinner together or something. And it's like, nice. I know it sounds weird. But so that's the more serious one. The other one was an Ash family Christmas.
Oh.
Has Ash's family ever been explored?
I
don't remember a mention.
Well, there was his sister in the first one.
Was that his sister?
Yeah, in Evil Dead, like Ash, right?
Yeah.
His sister was one of the ones that died in the first Evil Dead. But then Evil Dead 2 happened and sort of, like, ignored that happened.
Yeah.
And now the new show is sort of did acknowledge that it did, I guess. They had, like, his, like, memories of, like, you know, his friends from the first one. Yeah. The clips of them were in there, so I don't know.
But, like, having and explore the whole Ash family. And just how he's so messed up and dysfunctional. Like, where did he come from that he got to that point? And it would be hilarious.
Just the Williams family is just the most normal family of all time, though. They're boring.
Yeah, and his dad's a dentist, he's the only one. He had to be extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
I'd like to see that.
Although I originally started with a Doctor Doom one. Now, like,
oh, really?
But it was more going off the Secret Wars thing, where he's basically God, and it was like he would just recreate everything, and he would create the nativity in his own scene, like in his own.
Oh my God!
A little baby Jesus with the Dr. Doom mask. Wouldn't that be delicious?
We have a winner. I think we have a winner.
Oh really?
Secret Wars Christmas special. Come on.
Yeah.
The Secret Wars is apparently still going to be going for another, what, 17 months, so.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to end in January.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Sure will.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Praise Doom.
Marvel, how have you not done this?
Right after that, we'll get that secret, real last issue of Hawkeye. Yeah.
Merry Doom-mas, everybody.
Yeah. Merry Doom. Oh, I love it.
All right.
I guess that's it.
Yeah. One down.
One down.
See you tomorrow.
We said they were going to be short. Tune in next time for another little brief episode. And
I'm Merc.
I'm Bri.
I'm Kyle.
That's it.
We're Zero Issues.
See you tomorrow.
With our powers combined.
Bye.